William, I suppose 2 points is the most important thing, but we certainly made it very hard for ourselves out there.
Yeah, we had a bit of a hiccup there coming up the late in the 10 overs, and losing those 4 wickets wasn't ideal, but especially with a run out in that as well, and myself and Sterlo would take quite a bit, especially after the first 4 overs with the start we had. We shouldn't be putting ourselves in that position, but it's nice sometimes to be under that pressure, and Wilson and Kevy came through there, and John Boy at the end, so it's nice to see, and it shows what you can do once you get in on that wicket as well, as slow as it is.
Was the dressing room worried at 51 for 4?
No, I wouldn't say worried, especially when you were chasing then as well, so you take 100-110 to win with 6 wickets left in the hutch with the depth in the batting we've got, but you can't be looking at that depth when you're going out there to bat. You've got to take more responsibility up top, and I think that's what we will do come Wednesday. And yeah, it was a minor hiccup, but we've got that depth as well, and it came through at the end.
Yeah, and the bowlers did a fantastic job on the fielders in the first half of the game.
Yeah, we did, and I think there's a length on that wicket, it's not easy to score on, and I think especially Cousy and John Boy there through the middle, they bowled pretty well, and obviously taking the wickets up front is pretty crucial, and a few big players for them, and we managed to get out pretty cheaply as well, so that's a positive, and we managed to keep taking wickets throughout the innings, and they restricted them to a good total.
I'm just watching the groundsmen here, and they're putting, it seems like cement, so it's going to be the same wicket again on Wednesday. Will you think about maybe changing the team a bit? Or?
No, yeah, we'll obviously see how much that gets watered as well. We've got plenty of options. We've got Whitey there as extra spinner, and we got Mertz as different to other lads as well. And you got that option as well as Shano there as well. He can obviously bowl a few offies as well, and he's there with a bat, so... We'll obviously see how Cousy pulls through as well. Got a bit of a knock, and apart from that, yeah, we've got a full squad to pick from. Anyone's in contention.
Yeah, you have 5 matches left. I suppose 2 wins now will take you to the World Cup. So, big game again on Wednesday.
Yeah, it's massive. If we can leave here taking 4 points, I think that'll be crucial. And UAE have shown how difficult they are to beat here. We've beaten Afghanistan twice and Scotland twice. So, it's not going to be easy, and I'm sure they'll come back harder again, but we got an upper game, an extra 15-20%, which I think we've got in the tank, so if we can do that, then hopefully we can just play better cricket on the day.
Just a final question, Paul Sterling, he might not did it with the bat, but he did it with the ball, got rid of the danger man Kurram Khan, took 3 wickets.
Yeah, he came on, and a couple of lads came on and took wickets in the first over, which is pretty pleasing, and it's nice when some plans come together, but Kurram's obviously a danger player, and he's a class act, and he's proven it over the last 10-15 years, so he'll be coming back stronger again, so it's important we keep taking wickets, and I think that's going to be the key throughout the bowling performance.
There's some people questioning George Dockrell just taking 2 wickets in his first over, and you took him off. We thought, what the hell's going on here? And he answered that, I suppose, the first ball.
Yeah, well, I think there'd be a few more questions if he didn't get that wicket and then gone for a few runs, but no, it's just you get a hunch sometimes and you go with it, and sometimes it comes off. It's a chance you got to take as a skipper, and yeah, if it works, you're here. If it doesn't work, then you take the flak. So now you got to make those decisions, and it paid off for us today.
Congratulations, William.
Thanks, man.